It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mitchell, along with Davis Maddock, as we cover the NBA draft, which is coming up tomorrow night. Can't wait to discuss that with Davis a lot on the show tomorrow. We've got another golf tournament to get to, so naturally, Dubs will be with us on the show as well. Hockey keeps rolling on here. Could we be headed to a 6 or 7 game series? We're going to have to see. Davis, great to see you. Great to be with you yet again. We're the midweek edition of Fantasy Sports Today. We'll cover some fantasy football, as we always do. And naturally cover Major League Baseball. Did I almost forget? Major League Baseball, last night's events too. Wild game, by the way, with your Royals actually maybe pulling off their best win of the year. Is that fair to say, last night?
Yeah, I mean, you got to kind of have to feel bad for Shohei Ohtani. 8 RBIs, 2 home runs, and his team never leads in the game, just kind of. You know, there are all these amazing Los Angeles Angels statistics with Ohtani and Trout, you know, having these gargantuan individual performances and the pitching stinking and the bottom of the order stinking. I mean, I feel bad for both of them, honestly, at this point. It's like, what more can these guys individually do? Nothing. Rendon done for the season. Taylor Ward has turned back into a pumpkin. Jared Walsh and Brandon Marsh are like fine, but they're secondary players. I just feel bad for these guys at this point.
Yeah, not enough pitching, too. Ward did hit a home run the other night, kind of like Marsh as well. But look, I mean, unfortunately, the Angels pitching has not been what they thought it would be, for sure. And Trout and Ohtani, still amazing. Gosh, I mean, they got to get that figured out. All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show on this Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022, closing in on NFL training camps. Ohtani, as Davis mentioned, he homered twice. He only drove in 8 runs. I mean, come on. To win games, Ohtani has to drive in like 14. It's the only way for them to win. Mets get closer to adding reinforcements. Max Scherzer says he doesn't want to be a rumble pony anymore, so I think he's going to start on Sunday against Miami. We will see. Rob Gronkowski retires from the NFL for a second time. Davis and I will expand on that a little bit. It happened during my Newswire show yesterday. And congratulations to the Chicago Sky. They complete the largest comeback in WNBA history to beat the Aces. But Davis, Gronk, okay, so this is like best ball discussion. Kind of interesting. I'm sure that a lot of people were sort of sour on taking him early. You know, regardless if he was going to play a full season, kind of hard to count on statistics from him, especially based off last year. I think that that's probably fair. But like a bucket of water almost poured on this by his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, that basically said that he thinks that there's a chance that if Tom Brady calls Gronk, that he's just going to show back up and play for the Buccaneers this season. So, I mean, I don't know what to make of this for fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, Gronk was very good last season. He played in 12 games, 89 targets, 55 receptions, 802 yards, and 6 touchdowns. He was also, you know, pretty good the season before. Very good, obviously, when they won the Super Bowl. I mean, he was. I mean, he's Gronk, right? I mean, it's just like, it just doesn't matter. Like, Gronk is the best tight end in NFL history, the best per game touchdown producer in NFL history. No player in the NFL has averaged more touchdowns per target than Rob Gronkowski. He's an incredible blocker. And there is definitely a hole in the Buccaneers, you know, rotation right now. They have Cade Otton, who is the first pick of the 4th round. They have Cameron Brate. O.J. Howard signed the 1-year, $4 million deal with the Buffalo Bills. My guess would be is the Buccaneers definitely want him. We got that report, I think, 2-3 weeks ago, where they said they anticipated that he would show up for training camp. And You know, I don't know. I just thought the timing of this retirement was pretty weird, because it's not like I don't imagine Gronk is really wanting to play hardball with the Buccaneers. Like, this doesn't seem like it's about money. But yeah, I just thought it was odd. And then I thought the comment from Drew Rosenhaus was also odd. Like, why would his agent come out and say, you know, if Brady calls, he'll maybe come back if they're going to announce the retirement? Like, I just thought it was all kind of weird.
I did too. I mean, I'm sitting here on the show yesterday, Davis, at like 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern, and the story comes out. I'm like, all right, this is a big story for us. And then I'm like, wait a second. And then I saw that tweet from Adam Schefter. I'm like, is this even a story at this point? Like, are we literally just thinking that Gronk just doesn't want to go to training camp? I mean, that could be a possibility too. Does he not want to play in the preseason? That could be a possibility too. So I guess before we get into the best ball conversation coming up, and we're going to do this again with rookies and vets at wide receiver, I mean, do you even bump Gronk down on the draft board? Like, I kind of feel like he's, I mean, pretty much where he was. I suppose less people will be drafting him because of retirement, but then there's value, isn't there, for that?
I mean, I'm you definitely have to bump him down, because his games played projection has to be lower. He's still definitely worth taking a shot. I mean, mostly just because we know that tight end is historically such a bad position when you get outside of the top five guys. I mean, every year we talk ourselves into the Albert O's and the Herb Smiths and the TJ Hawkinsons, and they're largely underwhelming. Right. You know, it's just a position where the back end of the top 12 is really overdrafted. So, I mean, you definitely have to knock him down. But if he's going in the 17th, 18th round of these best ball drafts, I do think he is still going to be worth some selections, because even 10 games played from him is probably pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think so. You know, Davis, it's interesting. You were not around for this, but I can't begin to tell you. When Barry Sanders was playing with the Detroit Lions, I'm sure you know the story, of course, because you're a historian with football. But Barry Sanders, as you know, retired very early in his career. And I don't know if, you know, best ball, obviously, I don't think existed back then. I mean, it was just, you know, season-long fantasy football. But everyone would draft Barry Sanders, Davis, for years and years after his retirement, with their last pick, with their second and last pick, thinking he was going to come out of retirement. Maybe a little apples and oranges. Barry Sanders, a Hall of Famer, and a premium position in fantasy at running back, but sort of reminds me a little bit of Gronk. I think everyone's taken him in the last round this year. All right, more fantasy football talk next. Stay on the ground.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Big golf tournament coming up this weekend. Of course, the PGA Tour in the headlines virtually every day. Dubs is going to be with us coming up in about 10 minutes, so stay on the grid for that. Davis will have a conversation with him, get some picks for the upcoming tournament. I believe it starts tomorrow. We're creeping up on fantasy football season, folks. For those of you who watch our shows, A lot of our content as we get to about August is going to be predominantly fantasy football season. Once we kind of get past the Major League Baseball All-Star break, we're having a lot of talks about that now in terms of content, the things that we do here on the show. So we're getting closer. And so we thought that throughout the week we would mix in, different conversations because Dave is, of course, playing best ball fantasy football tournaments every single day and can help you out for sure for those of you who are thinking about signing up, especially over on Underdog. All right, so we're going to continue a conversation, sort of like a series that we're having, Davis, and talking about some younger receivers versus some older and sort of taking your shot on a couple of these guys. Let's go to the Jets today, and we'll start off here. Boy, I mean, we could actually use a lot of these names on the Jets, couldn't we, with the young guys versus the older guys. So the Jets conversation we're having today is Corey Davis, who is a seasoned veteran of untapped promise, I think probably is the best way to put it, kind of like Curtis Samuel, who we talked about yesterday in Washington, versus Garrett Wilson. And if I could, Davis, I mean, Denzel Mims, Elijah Moore, like the Jets keep taking wide receivers, right? Like they keep trying this, but especially in the case of Mims, boy, it does not look like that's worked out.
Yeah, don't think Denzel Mims is going to make the team. Braxton Berrios is going to be their rotational fourth wide receiver. They have the three guys, Elijah Moore, Garrett Wilson, and Corey Davis. And really the main question that remains to be seen is who is going to play when they have only two wide receivers out on the field. Mm-hmm. This is a system that wants to use multiple tight ends. They signed CJ Uzuma to a free agent contract. They have Tyler Kroft there as well. And they used a lot of two tight ends last year. I mean, Elijah Moore was... In the games that he played, he missed some time with injury last year. I mean, he was phenomenal last season, was explosive as a rusher, was only able to play in 11 games. But, I mean, he just absolutely blew up against the Dolphins, 8 for 141 in a touchdown, against the Eagles, 6 for 77 in a touchdown, plus a rushing touchdown. Then he got injured in that game. So I like what the Jets are doing here, which is they're actually very similar to what the Dolphins are doing. They are just trying to get an answer on their young quarterback before it's too late, which is something they never did for Sam Darnold, right? I mean, they gave up on Darnold without ever really investing at the wide receiver position. They spent the second round pick on Denzel Mims, but he was playing with a lot of nobodies other than that. I think every Jets wide receiver at cost is a good selection. Elijah Moore, tail end of the sixth round. Garrett Wilson, middle of the ninth round. Then Corey Davis goes about wide receiver 70. That's right around round 13, round 14. I take all of these guys in best ball drafts, betting on a little bit of Zach Wilson improving. I mean, number two overall quarterbacks historically do see an improvement year over year, and it would be hard for Zach Wilson to be as poor as he was last season, especially because we saw Mike White and Josh Johnson have decent games in that offense. So, I definitely think we can say that it is possible. Certainly, I prefer Garrett Wilson here. He was the first round selection. And I mean, it's probably non-zero that he is just straight up better than Elijah Moore. And I also think he profiles better as the guy to be in there on two wide receiver sets. Elijah Moore, a little bit smaller. He can play on the outside. It's just a matter of what the coaching staff wants to do. But I have the rookie here, of course, just following ADP, but I think every Jets wide receiver is a good selection.
Yeah, they're all going very low. It makes a lot of sense there for sure. All right, let's go to another team here. Boy, this is a team that we've had issues with the wide receiver position for a while, and they don't seem to want to throw the ball all that much. And quarterback situation, obviously, very murky in Cleveland. Donovan Peoples-Jones, not a stranger to the 80-yard touchdown, just a stranger to doing it consistently. And then you'll have to tell me a little bit about David Bell, who is the other player that we're going to talk about here today.
So David Bell went to Purdue. He was teammates with Rondale Moore, who, of course, was a second-round pick last season. He was expected to probably be a tail end of the first or early second-round pick at the end of the season. I mean, he was insanely productive in three seasons at Purdue, 3,000 yards, 21 touchdowns, was more productive per game than Rondale Moore. But he went to the combine and he cost himself so much money at the combine. He was slow. He wasn't as big as people thought, wasn't as explosive as people thought. So he fell to the third round. There was this great video that came out from the Cleveland Browns, their war room after the draft, where Kevin Stefanski is fist pumping when they took David Bell, said he was, you know, the number one player that they wanted to get out of the draft. He's probably a pretty good like-for-like replacement for Jarvis Landry, who was the primary slot wide receiver each of the last three seasons in this Kevin Stefanski offense. We know that's a pretty valuable fantasy role. David Bell, super cheap in drafts right now. No, he's not running as a starter as of yet in minicamps, which I think is to be expected. You know, third-round rookies are not going to get handed anything. Their starting wide receivers thus far have been Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Anthony Schwartz. But I definitely am taking Bell here, especially because, you know, I am not anticipating that we see a ton of Deshaun Watson this season. I mean, I think kind of now it seems best case he plays like six games. Maybe he doesn't play any games. And I don't think you want the deep threat with Jacoby Brissett as the quarterback. I think you want the guy playing closer to the line of scrimmage. So I have David Bell here. And I actually kind of, I think he's kind of an exciting pick. I think he could be a pretty good rookie fantasy wide receiver.
All right. So circle that name for those of you playing in best balls. And, you know, obviously next month when training camp opens, boy, that'll be a nice indication to see what the reporters are saying about him. OTA is kind of tough. All right. So now let's move over to the team that Davis likes the most. I believe, if not Dallas, it's Kansas City is number one and then Dallas number two, I think. All right, so are we doing this again with Mecole Hardman? All right, fire him up. Let's show the graphic. Not interested, but, you know, maybe Davis wants to sell him again on me. Not happening. So I'm way more interested, honestly, in Sky Moore. Tell me about Sky Moore and just take Hardman off my screen.
So Sky Moore went to Western Michigan, which of course was the same college that Antonio Brown went to, same college that Corey Davis went to. You know, these guys played at small schools and were really good. Sky Moore, same deal, came out as an early declare, went in the second round, his final season at Western Michigan, 95 receptions, 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, you know, performed well at the combine. But the Chiefs are kind of in this interesting situation. You know, they have this great Hall of Fame quarterback, Super Bowl champion, MVP. But outside of Mecole Hardman, none of the wide receivers on their roster have caught a pass from Patrick Mahomes. Smith-Schuster, new to the team. Sky Moore, new to the team. MVS, new to the team. So really the only positive argument for Mecole Hardman is he's the only guy who knows the offense. He is the longest tenured Chiefs wide receiver. He has been a mega letdown as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Funnily enough, his best season came as a rookie, which was the year where Tyreek got injured. He had six touchdowns that season, 555 scrimmage yards, was used a little bit as a rusher. He was actually used a little bit as a rusher last year. His worst year of his career came last year, the year where he played the most snaps. He had 700 yards and two touchdowns last season. But really, it's just a matter of how do they replace Tyreek Hill? You know, is Mecole Hardman going to go from being a 60% snaps guy to a 90% snaps guy? Because if he does, it doesn't even really matter that he sucks. He is going to absolutely destroy his price tag. He is the cheapest Chiefs skill position player going in drafts right now, behind the running backs, behind Sky Moore, behind MVS, behind Juju. I take every Chiefs player because I don't know which one of them is going to absolutely crush their ADP. My feeling is that two of them, you know, out of the six running backs and wide receivers are going to absolutely smoke their ADP. I just don't know which ones.
Yeah, no, interesting for sure. I'm always interested in Davis's takes on Dallas and Kansas City because those seem to be the two teams that that Davis has the most love for. And so naturally come fantasy football season, those of you who will be watching us, a lot of great content coming your way every single day as we get into late July and August here on Sports Grid. But our next guest is super busy for good reasons. Boy, Dubs is everywhere here on Sports Grid doing interviews on Newswire, on FST, on Scott Farrell Show, and everywhere else. Golf is the big story in sports. How about the tournament this weekend? We'll have some picks next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined as always on Wednesday afternoons here on the program to discuss the world of golf with our friend Dubs Anderson. We have the Travelers Championship this week, of course. For like the fourth week running, the biggest story in golf, though, is not about the event that's actually happening, but about who is playing, who is not playing, who is leaving the tour. What should the PGA Tour do to combat the LIV Tour? Do we care? You know, what is going on with all of this? So we got the Travelers Championship. We have, this LIV event happening in Portland. I will not be tuned into that. My eyes will be on the Travelers Championship. How we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, mate. One could argue we've never seen times like this in the golf on the PGA Tour right now. The next event next week up there in Portland, the latest casualties, if you will, Brooks Koepka and Abraham Ansah. We're not going to miss those guys. You know, Davis, it seems like the prerequisite, you've got to be out of form on the PGA Tour. So we don't care about those guys. We've got another great event this week for the Travelers Championship. It was interesting to see yesterday the PGA Tour announcing that they're now going to launch their own sort of 8-event mini-series, if you will, where we've got $20 million prize purses, no cuts. So look, it's great, but it's a little late for me. I mean, how does the PGA Tour just stumble across $160 million? Because they've been sitting on it. They've been hoarding on it. If maybe they shared that love a little more, you know, a couple of months ago, we wouldn't have lost as many players as we've lost right now. But surely the bleeding has to be close to stopping. And look, we had a great event last week, the US Open. Another really strong field this week for the Travelers Championship at TPC River Highlands. If we continue to get these strong fields on the PGA Tour, it's still going to be the pinnacle in professional golf. Maybe I'm just a loyalist, but I don't care how much money these LIV golfers get. It's still not going to have the same feel as what we're seeing this week. And there's just another week here on the PGA Tour.
Yep. I mean, that's been my stance this entire time. I'm not a PGA Tour loyalist, but I just want to see the best possible golf. And the worst outcome for all of this is that we have two unwatchable tours, you know? So we have the PGA Tour with maybe, you know, maybe Rory and JT and these guys and Scheffler stay, but then a bunch of the other top 50 players in the world leave. So it's just JT versus Rory and Scotty every week, right? And they're just trading wins back and forth. And then over on the LIV, it's like we got a bunch of this, you know, second tier guys, but that's not any fun to watch. You know, 54 holes, no cut. These guys don't really care. I mean, Brooks and DJ basically said, it's like, I just don't like playing golf that much. Like, I just want to hang out, which, I mean, I get. But it, at the end, the person who loses in all of this, it's us. Dubs. I mean, we are the people, we 100%. Are like the guys like you and I who just really like professional golf. We are the ones who lose from this because the product on TV and to go to these events is just way worse. So we are going to take a look at the Travelers Championship at the TPC River Highlands this week. The guys I have highlighted, Rory at 11,000 on DraftKings. I mean, just no one's playing better than him right now. I know he's not one. We're now on almost a decade since the guys won a major. But this is really the best he's played since 2014. You know, won the RBC Canadian Open, another top five at the U.S. Open last week. Keegan Bradley has found a little something here with the putting stroke. He actually gained strokes putting at the U.S. Open. He's always good tee to green, so when he finds the putter a little bit, I like that. And then our friends over at Data Golf have Russell Knox and Brendan Steele as two of the better values on the lower end of the board.
Mate, I love it. I think that's some really good choices there. Keegan Bradley, I mean, he's a bit of a hometown favorite. We saw that last weekend. And statistically, Teta Green, I mean, this guy excels. If he just has that putter sharp over the weekend, I think he's going to be a factor. Russell Knox, I like that one. And this is a week, Davis, where we can go after the small ball specialist, if you will. This is a really short par 70 golf course. So not every week the shorter tours on the PGA Tour have a good chance of mixing it, you know, over the weekend. This is one where they can fare well. So I absolutely love that. I mean, for Roy McIlroy, this guy's in such good form. We know he won the RBC Canadian Open recently. He's showing up at majors again. So look, from the top of the board, I love Roy McIlroy. I think he's had three top 20s here from three starts. I want to go with Xander Schauffele, the X-Man. I like his golf game. I think the motivation's there. He had that win at the Zurich Classic recently, but that doesn't really count. It was the Partners event with Paddy Cantlay. So strong field. I think we need to throw a couple of elite players in there. If you're looking for a bit more value, guys, you'll keep seeing popping up on the radar. Aaron Wise, a one-time winner on the PGA Tour. He looks like he's getting close to getting back in the winner's circle. And Davis Riley, the American Adam Scott, if you will. I mean, Davis Riley, 18 months ago, where was he? Well, now he's here. He's contending week in, week out on the PGA Tour. If you're looking for a couple of value plays here, look at a guy like Seamus Power, Christian Bezuidenhout, and Maverick McNeely. You can get him right around that 7, 7, 8K mark, and you're going to need it this week. I definitely think the value play, as chalky as some of these big names, the form they bring in, you've got to have a bit of value in your lineups this week. The week after a major championship, some of the big names will lack the motivation. Again, this golf course, it's short. It's about keeping it in play and nullifies the best advantage for the high-ranked golfers in the world, and that's off the tee. So keep it in play this week. Run the tables. Winning mark gets right to, I'd say, 18, 19 under par.
Yep. All right, so now let's take a look at some of the notable guys who have officially joined the LIV Tour and are going to start teeing it up. We have Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau this week, Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, of course, has joined the tour. Abraham Ancer is not played yet, but will be playing, I believe, next week, and Patrick Reed. So, I mean, we have, I mean, major champions, Dustin Johnson, Bryson, Brooks, Phil, Reed, you know, got green jacket winners in there. I mean, what are we viewing this list of guys? I mean, is this a big loss? Where are we at with the guys who have departed?
Look, it's a big loss because these guys, they all have profiles, but they don't have form. And I mean, for the LIV Golf Series, that's all they want. They want people to watch, so you go after these guys with the bigger profiles. But I look at those names. No one's won in the last 12 months. No one has been, you know, a top 10 golfer in recent times. I mean, DJ gave up 12 months ago. We know what Mickelson has been going through. He fluked one there at the PGA a year ago. Bryson DeChambeau, he's too focused on the long driving. He's busted. He's playing injured. Paddy Reed, he can't find it again after he got sick last season. He didn't get selected for the Ryder Cup. So same for Brooks Koepka. I mean, yeah, some of these guys, it's clear they don't want to be playing golf week in, week out. I don't think they care about chasing a legacy. For them, it is just a job. You know, I'd probably take Mickelson and DJ out of that equation. These guys have already achieved a lot in the game, if you will. You know, Hall of Famers, if they're allowed to do that in the past. But I think what stands out for me, Davis, are we going to get world ranking points for these events, which would allow these golfers to go there and then still come back and playing the major championships? I know these guys are allowed to play in the British Open, the Open Championship, if you will, coming up. But next year, that may look differently. Greg Norman has lodged the application to get world rankings points. Who's on the board for that? Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour Commissioner. You'd have to imagine that he would step aside for that vote. But for me, this week, we've got the German Open going on over for the DP World Tour. They're allowing these guys to play. So, look, they want a seat at the table. They've got one. It's not going away. But I think you're 100% right, Davis. Who's the biggest casualty in all of this? We are the golf fan. It absolutely waters down the product. And I guess that's what upsets me. I mean, golf is still a niche sport. We don't have enough big names to provide to multiple tours around the world, and we're going to watch them. So when you take some of these big names like Brooksy and Abraham Ancer out of these regular tour events, it definitely cheapens the product of the PGA Tour. It cheapens the spectacle. And what are you getting over with the LIV Golf Series? No, I'm sorry. It's a pass from me. The wacky format, I'm not about that. But here we are. I mean, these guys are coming back in a hurry, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you just apply this scenario to other sports, like, you know, the reason why the sports washing model, the sovereign wealth fund model, works in international soccer is because everyone wants to win the same thing, right? Everyone wants to win the Champions League. So you have, you know, Qatar owns PSG. We have Saudi Arabia involved with Manchester City and with Newcastle United. And there is some, you know, they own multiple clubs, right? So they own like these feeder clubs, and they own teams. Like Man City owns a team in like, I think like every continent or whatever other than Antarctica. You know, they have a team in India, they have a team in Australia, right? And so it all is working towards the same, it works towards the same goal, which is getting people to watch the Champions League, right? But that doesn't work in a sport where you're not competing for the same thing. So because these guys are not competing for the same thing, then you're splitting up viewership, you're splitting up fandom, you're splitting up allegiance, and it just becomes a big nightmare. And you're right, this official world golf ranking thing is going to be massive because as of right now, all these guys are qualified to play the majors. But if you don't get any official world golf ranking points for LIV golf events and you're not allowed to play in PGA Tour events, I guess these guys could theoretically, if you win or top five in multiple DP World Tour events, which is the new name for the old European Tour, I guess they could qualify. But, you know, 3 years from now, Dustin and Brooks and Bryson and Phil, I mean, these guys are, I guess they can only play Augusta because they won. But we're looking at a future where a lot of these guys are not going to be able to play in majors.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys like Abraham Ancer, who don't have that five-year exemption, they're not major winners. They've got to be looking at that. And, you know, for the PGA Tour, I know we got a strong field this week because we're down the road from last weekend's US Open. But I'm interested to see what shows up next week at the John Deere Classic. What's going to show up to these shoulder season events when we're not, you know, sandwiched in between major championships? I mean, if we're starting to lose more and more of these big names, it's not going to be a great spectacle. So right now, another good event this week, the Travelers Championship, Davis. This is what we need on the PGA Tour. Big names only showing up on a Sunday afternoon. Give the fans what they want. This is where it is. Prime time on the PGA Tour.
Absolutely. We will be there with our coverage of the Travelers Championship. I'm going to be rejoined by Craig Mish here in just a moment. Here on the program, don't go anywhere. Thanks to Dubs. We'll be back for Fantasy or Reality.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Make sure you are following us on Twitter, social media, very easy to do, at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks, of course, against the spread. And if you have a question for us on Fantasy or Reality, just ask us and tag us with the hashtag Fantasy or Reality at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV. Davis, before we get to Fantasy or Reality, it's becoming very clear at this point, at least according to the odds, we're heading into about 30 hours or so away from the NBA draft. And, you know, it's seemingly coming into picture who's going to be the number one overall pick. I thought it was going to be Chet Holmgren for about a month, but it does not appear to be the case, at least according to the odds. Maybe that will change.
Yeah, it does sound like there's been a late move for Paolo Banchero. I mean, I get the issue with Banchero is you got to look at him and be like, well, you know, is he good enough defensively to be a center to, you know, surround him with four shooters? And the answer is definitely not right now. Maybe he gets there. I think the order is going to be Jabari Smith goes at one, my Oklahoma City Thunder take Chet Holmgren, and then Banchero goes three, and mm-hmm. I would place my wagers accordingly, although I don't think there's a ton of value out there right now. And I have just a fun little stat here. I was listening to some NBA stuff this morning. Between mm-hmm. 2023 and 2027, the Oklahoma City Thunder have at least 14 first round picks, and they could have more that mm-hmm. would convey if you know, records go a certain way or what, you know, there's protections right. and stuff, but at least 14 first round picks the next five seasons after this year.
Wow. Incredible there. By the way, coming up today on Newswire, we're going to hear from Holmgren, hear from Jabari Smith, go over some of the odds for the NBA draft. As Davis mentioned, they have shifted significantly. So that'll be later this afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern. All right, let's kick it. Time for some fantasy or reality. Hey, a football topic in fantasy or reality. I feel like we'll be hitting on a lot of those very soon, but we have one from yesterday, and that, of course, is Rob Gronkowski, who has decided to retire for the second time, and naturally there's some speculation, at least according to what his agent said in Drew Rosenhaus, that maybe he could return at some point this season if he's asked to by Tom Brady, or maybe even in the future. Naturally, as Davis illustrated earlier in the show, 2 years ago, Gronk playing at the highest level possible at tight end, and a pretty good season last year, too, as far as fantasy is concerned, no doubt about that. All right, so I guess we're going to ask ourselves the question, do we think that this is a legit retirement for Gronk? Fantasy or reality, Davis? Rob Gronkowski will unretire before Thanksgiving. Fantasy or reality?
You know what? I have reality here. I do think that he is going to unretire. Now, I don't think it's going to be week one. I don't think it's going to be in the preseason. I do think that this is going to be an in-season thing. And the only team that I can see him returning to is the Buccaneers. You know, I don't think there will be a trade. I don't think he's going to all of a sudden show up on, you know, the Rams or the Cowboys or whatever. I think the only spot it would happen would be with his old buddy, Tom Brady, in Tampa Bay. My guess is that the most likely scenario here is either the Buccaneers season starts slowly. Chris Godwin is not healthy, right, because he tore his LCL and his ACL, so maybe he's not good to go. Maybe they sign a veteran wide receiver, Julio Jones, Will Fuller, you know, Odell Beckham, and it just doesn't work out. The guy's not healthy or just can't, you know, right. it just doesn't work out for whatever reason. And Tom gets on the phone to his old buddy, and it's just like, dude, I need you. We got to do it. I believe Thanksgiving, if my memory serves, is generally week 12 off the top of my head. I don't have the schedule up. So that sounds, I think before that is the time. So I have reality here, Craig.
Yeah, it's interesting. Gronk, this reminds me, I mean, a little bit of Favre, there's a little Favre in here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what this really reminds me of, though, Davis. This reminds me of Roger Clemens. That's what this really reminds me of, because Clemens, for about 3 years, Davis, was retired, picked his best spot with the Yankees or the Astros, and then just came back in June and then fought the rest of the season. But you know what? I'm going to play all those variables that you got. I'm going against it. I'm going fantasy here because I have a number of things that could potentially happen to derail his comeback. One, let's say the Bucs are not that good. Let's just say that they're average. Would he come back? I think not. Number two, what if there are some injuries to the Buccaneers? Not wishing that mojo on anyone, Tom Brady included. If that happens, I don't think Gronk is coming back either. There's other variables too. What if Gronk finds something else to do? You know, like, we haven't even thought about that as well. I got fantasy. I think that this is it. I think that Rosenhaus is doing his best showmanship here, which he's fantastic at, by the way, through the years. I think variables could play in. Now, naturally, Davis will be right. If Tampa Bay is 8-2, and they're looking great. Why wouldn't he jump on board to try and win another one? I get that. But I'm playing the other side. I'm playing the variable side. I think he's done. 5 years, Canton, Ohio, put him in the Hall of Fame. That's it. All right. Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick, former quarterback for too many teams, or else we'd run out of time here on the show, is now headed to television. He's been a really good interview through the years. He's been a very transparent interview through the years, which is always what we like to see from our athletes.
Right.
But now he's headed to a new element, and by the way, a first-time element, which is Thursday Night Football on Amazon. They had a lot of choices for different players to take. Of course, we saw, I think, Davis, we would agree, Drew Brees. He was okay, but he wasn't great, right? Like, he was a great quarterback. I don't know if he was a great broadcaster, and that's always the dynamic that you never know, and you've never seen anyone before. Tony Romo, on the other hand, initially, fantastic. Everybody loved him. Fantasy or reality? Ryan Fitzpatrick, Davis, is a good get for Amazon's Thursday Night Football. Is this fantasy or reality?
You know what? I went back and forth on this in my head like four times after you started reading this question off, and I landed on fantasy. And the reason why is Ryan Fitzpatrick is kind of a cult hero to people like me, people who are really in the weeds of the NFL, people who play a lot of fantasy football. You know, he had the 6-touchdown game against the Steelers when he was the quarterback of the Titans. He had that crazy year with the Buccaneers. There was the 48-45 overtime game where actually my buddy won the Millionaire Maker on DraftKings with a Ryan Fitzpatrick double stack in there. But the people who Amazon wants to convert to this, you know, kind of just like my dad, right, who maybe would watch the Thursday Night Football game but maybe wouldn't. Or, you know, to have you just kind of like a more normal type person, maybe someone who doesn't play fantasy football, maybe someone who's not a big nerd like me. The name Ryan Fitzpatrick means absolutely nothing to that person. Don't know who he played for. Don't know. Doesn't know about the beard. Doesn't know about his time. Just does not know. Doesn't care. Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, you know, names like that. That would move the needle for those people. Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't move the needle. So I don't think this is a bad get, and I don't think he will be bad at this. I think he'll probably be good at this, but I don't think it's like a really good, like A-plus get. So I have fantasy here.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree with you here. And nothing against the player. And again, he was very affable with Miami, very likable with them too. But this is my signal here for something like this. Look, Amazon is looking to break the door down on Thursday Night Football. Let's be honest. And if you remember back, and I know it's been a while, but Davis, when Tony Romo was hired, right? When he was hired, it was shocking. It was stunning. He had never done television before. He was still playing in the NFL. They bounced Phil Simms, who I thought was good, off of that broadcast with Jim Nance. And we all bashed it. And then we came to realize, now thinking back on that hire, CBS obviously knew. They saw him. They knew. They pulled him basically out to get him on television. Davis, Ryan Fitzpatrick is basically retired, right? Like, if he was so great and they thought he'd be a great broadcaster somewhere else, he could have done this 3 years ago or 4 years ago. He didn't have to keep playing. I think this is just a transition in his career, similar to Drew Brees. I don't know. It's a guess for all of us here. He may end up being great and being like Greg Olsen. He may end up being like Drew Brees and after 1 year not being on television anymore. I don't know. I don't know that either of us know the answer, but I am going to agree with you. I don't think this is any great get. Now, obviously, if there's a, you know, if Ryan Tannehill Davis took over Thursday Night Football, I'd be like, everyone would be like, wow, that's a terrible idea. But then we'd realize, wait a second, CBS did that with Romo. He had no experience. He ended up being great. This is just a guy at the end of his career getting a job, right? I don't see any difference in that. Fantasy for me as well. All right, jumping back into NFTs. Davis, of course, very big once upon a time into NBA Top Shot. Did very well with that. Here we go again. Another company is getting into NFTs. If there's any company that hasn't had an NFT, they're going to have one in the future if they don't want have one already. Gucci is the next one, Davis. And obviously a very popular clothing company, universally, globally, locally, everywhere you are. Fantasy reality, Davis, you're ahead of the game here with these NFTs. You're jumping in and buying a Gucci NFT.
Yeah, total fantasy. I don't even want to own the NFTs that I have right now. Not really anything you could convince me is a more risky asset during a pending global economic recession than you know, an on-chain JPEG. I certainly still have some NFTs in my wallet just because the prices are so depressed. It feels like there's truly no reason to sell them. But if I could get anything close to a fair market value for them, I would definitely sell them right now. And also, I am not into corporate NFTs in any way, right? Nike selling NFTs, Adidas selling NFTs, Pepsi selling, you know, just any of these big corporate things, because that goes against the whole ethos of, you know, decentralized collection and the replacing of fiat money and all these things. I am not interested at all. So I don't want a Gucci NFT. I don't want a big corporate NFT at all. I am out. This is a fantasy for me.
Yeah, fantasy for me too. I definitely missed the boat on NFTs. And maybe they're still fine in the Bored Apes and everything else. But and I'm not bashing NFTs at all. I just think that I missed the peak of where it was. We've talked a lot about different things that have happened over the last couple of years have been good investments. In fact, we spent a lot of time talking about sports cards here on this show. That I did very well with. That I was on top of, got in, sort of got out at the right time, still in for sure, but kind of understood that one a lot better than I did in NFTs. Cryptocurrency, unfortunately, you know, holding Davis for all of this time has not proven to be the best one, but hopefully that will change. I don't know, but as of right now, taking quite a bath on that. So a fantasy for me, not going to buy that, but I don't know, Davis, do you see, I mean, there's not a lot of crypto bulls right now. That's all I can say. I don't know.
I'm super bullish. I mean, like we're in a true global recession. The dollar is super weak relative to its historical spot. Energy price, like we are in a legitimate energy crisis, and Bitcoins are still trading for, you know, $21,000. Like I am old enough to remember, you know, $400 Bitcoin, and like it's yeah. I mean, I am still super super bullish. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I was definitely at one of the lower levels too. It's just I would like to see it at the higher levels too, to take advantage of that for sure. All right, we got to take a quick break here on the show. Coming up next, it's time for the Sports Grid 50. Davis and I will each have some commentary on something happening in sports. 2 o'clock Eastern Newswire, as I mentioned, we're going to dive into a lot of topics. We have guests coming on from Sporting News, Legal Sports Report, and a lot of talk on the NBA draft as well. Ben Stevens will be with us on the program, no doubt. All right, so with that, let's take our final time out here on the show. Davis and I will be right back in a couple of minutes with the Sports Grid 60 here on this Wednesday. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Lots of afternoon baseball today. We'll have it covered for you coming up on Newswire at 2 o'clock Eastern. A few first pitches about to start in about 30 minutes from now. Looking forward to some day baseball in your menu. We've got it covered for you here on Sports Grid. We also have the Sports Grid 60 covered for you, and here is Davis.
So I've been diving into the NBA draft a little bit over the last 2 days, of course, because my favorite team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, has two picks. They have the second pick and the 12th pick in this draft. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about this double draft coming up that we talked about the other day on the show, where the high school players will be in, you know, no more one and done rule. But I'm wondering if we might have ramifications of this draft, the 2022 NBA draft, coming for a long time. Because generally, when you start to read these draft previews, you get to like the fourth or fifth guy in the reviews, and that, you know, the player comps starts to be like, yeah, maybe this guy can be the seventh guy on a championship winning team or whatever. But like all throughout the lottery, these draft Knicks just love all of these prospects. I mean, down to like 14, 15 people are like, this guy could start, you know, for a good NBA team, like in like 2-3 years. So I'm just really excited. And also, I think we're going to get a bunch of trades. I think this is going to be a cataclysmic NBA night.
All right, good. We'll have it covered for you on Thursday and Friday here on the show. You know, I've talked a lot about Little League Baseball here as we're coming to an end with my son's All-Star Summer Tournament here. We got about a few days left. A phenomenon happened last night that I have never experienced, though, before, which was in a very tight game, Davis, with runners on first and third and one out. My son came up to bat with a chance to win the game, and he was intentionally walked. And if you've ever seen my son, you would not make that assumption that he would be a player that you would intentionally walk, but they did it. Their strategy worked. We ended up losing by a run. So I'm not really sure how to feel about that last night. If I feel good that he was walked or bad that we lost because of it, I don't know. Tough call. Thanks to everybody watching and listening, of course, for Davis and Brett. I'm Craig with Group 5.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.